What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny Shahid, he could play. Oh, man, this kid could play basketball. Still can. Hopkins High School. And it's kind of interesting because when you have an alumni base like Hopkins, you can throw one heck of a basketball camp because you got like guys that played in the NBA and are playing in the NBA. You know, a plethora of people that played Division I and scholarship basketball at minimum. And Vinny's one of those. And they've got this camp going on with all these people. And Coach Novak runs it. And Ryan Saunders was, you know, assistant coach in the NBA, was in teaching them yesterday. And it's just an interesting follow to see the number of kids that have showed up to help teach at this camp. Vinny joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. V, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Tell me what it means to be a Hopkins basketball player that you guys come back like this and have a camp like this.
You know, it means the world. You know, the biggest thing that we try to do is, you know, there's a culture over at Hopkins, and the biggest thing we try to do is just keep the culture alive. And any way we can do that, we try to do it. And this camp is a big, big opportunity for us to spread our culture and kind of just keep that culture alive over at Hopkins. And so, it's an honor. It's a blessing to be able to be a part of the Hopkins program.
Tell me what the kids need to learn the most when they get to your camp. Well, when you see kids, raw skills, they're young, they're coming. What is the skill that they need the most work in, and where do you guys start?
Usually we just kind of start with trying to just tell them and try to help them to understand that two things. One, that they got to be coachable. And, you know, that they'll never be any good or never be able to play any high-level basketball if they're not coachable or if they don't want to listen to what older guys or Coach Novak has to say. And two, we kind of just try to get them to understand that basketball is a team game. You know, there's going to be five guys on the court. Usually when you're going to Hopkins or playing at Hopkins, there's usually going to be five guys on the court that are willing and capable to do the same thing. Now, usually what makes those Hopkins teams really good is when you have five guys on the court and they're all really unselfish. And so those have been the two big things that we try to get the young kids to understand at a younger age and kind of try to voice it at the camp this week.
What's the upside and the downside to playing AAU basketball in the summer?
Oh, man, you know, right now there's really a lot of upside. I mean, upside I see are you get to get seen by college coaches. You get to see competition all over the United States. You get to travel and experience other different cities and different states in the U.S. I don't really see too many downsides with AAU basketball, honestly. I'm very high on AAU basketball.
What should kids look for when they decide what AAU team to play on? Is it, you know, you hear a lot about like roster size. Make sure there's not more than eight kids on your team, or you're going to end up in a rotation. Or you know, is it equal playing time versus is it a dad coaching, or is it someone that has a background? What do they need to look out for?
Yeah, you know, when I was picking AAU teams, I tried to find, you know, a program that fit. Not only the type of basketball player I was, but the person that I was as well. And so, like, for me, when I was looking to pick AAU, I wanted to be on a team that was going to give me an opportunity to play, but also give me an opportunity to be myself a little bit and show my personality and my character, because a lot of kids don't understand that those are the things that kind of get you recruited. You know, when a coach comes to see you play, nine times out of ten, they already know you can play. And the reason they're coming to watch you is to see some of those other things. And so, really, I would just say any team that kids can get opportunity on and be able to showcase their talent would be a good fit for any kid.
Let's be honest, though, V, you had them lined up at your doorstep. They're recruiting you to play. Come on now. Truth be told, man, you were one that was sought after.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I was a late bloomer myself, so I always try to tell kids, you know, try not to worry about, you know, the rankings or what's going on when you're young, and kind of just try to focus on getting better each and every day. And, you know, eventually when you look up, you'll be surprised with what you come up with.
Very true, because it's amazing how growth spurts, and not just, you know, people think of it as just size, Vinny, but if you watch these kids closely as they move up, some of them lose their foot speed. You know, they were one of, we think, well, he was one of the tallest, and he's not anymore because he stopped growing. He's 6 feet. That's part of it. But the other piece to it is some kids get slower as they get older, or at least slower relative to the competition, and all of a sudden a kid can go right by them.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I just tell kids, you know, don't worry about where you are right now, whether you're ranked the best kid in the state or the worst kid in the state. Just keep working, because with consistency and work, you know, anything is possible.
Now, what did Ryan Saunders teach him there? I heard he was out there as your guest lecturer.
Yeah, he was out there, man. I appreciate Ryan a lot. You know, Ryan came out there and he kind of told the guys, you know, what it takes to get to the highest level. He tried to kind of get them to understand that, you know, just 1 hour of practice with your team isn't enough a day. You know, you got to go home and go on yourself and do things by yourself and do a lot of extra work in order to get to where you want to be. And that's with everything. You know, that's with school. That's with whatever job you want to pursue. That's with basketball. You know, and if there's something that you want to do, you know, just doing it 1 hour or doing it 2 hours a day isn't going to be enough. You know, you got to be willing to put the extra foot and the extra work in. And, you know, Ryan did a really good job of also not just telling them that, but also showing them, you know, some examples of what they could do at home, or, you know, some easy basic drills that, you know, the kids could do on their own. So I really appreciate Ryan. You know, he did a really good job of talking to the kids and participating in our camp on the first day. So Ryan did a great job.
And you got a first-round draft pick, Zeke Nnaji, giving some instruction as well, huh?
And of course, you know, we've had a couple guys pop in this week. You know, we've had Amir Coffee pop in. We've had Zeke Nnaji pop in. You know, Siani Chambers has been with us all week. Ishmael Alamin has been with us all week. And Xavier Johnson, you know, I can go down the list. And there's been a...
That's quite a list. Throw Royce White in as another alum that was taken in the first round, you know?
Yeah, you can throw a lot of names in there, you know what I'm saying? I probably forgot a couple of names, like you said. But, you know, I think every coach that we've had come in, you know, whether they've been in for 1 hour or all 3 days, they've done a really great job of working with the kids and getting them to understand, you know, the game of basketball a little more.
When you need work on just the free throw expertise, call me, okay? That's my specialty, okay? Underhand, blindfolded, anything you want, I'll teach them, okay?
You toss it up there and it's going through the net.
It's going through. That's all I'm going to tell you. What method I use may vary, but it's going through the net. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. As long as it goes through the net, my guy.
V-Man, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Vinny Shahid.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.